It has been a year of watching people struggle through a pretty catastrophic time for our community.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson. While the local governments impacted by Chantal have their own challenges, many of the elected officials recognize that some of their constituents' lives are not back to normal.
People are still worried about their neighbors who haven't totally recovered. And it is still the work of not just the town, but a lot of other agencies and levels of government to continue to figure out how we're going to help people recover still.
Some of those still feeling the storm's effects include public housing residents. The town of Chapel Hill is working to complete rebuilds of units at two of its low-income neighborhoods, Airport Gardens and South Estes Drive, as eight people remain out of 105 that were displaced from flood damage. The local government reported spending $800,000 on repairs to those neighborhoods, just a chunk of the $8 million of costs incurred from flood recovery. The neighboring Carborough suffered damage to a key facility for its local government, the Public Works Department's workshop. Dozens of vehicles got totaled by the floods, and the building took on several feet of water, leading the town to quickly alert residents that services may be impacted. But Carborough was able to adapt and use partnerships with other municipalities to help cover the loss of equipment. Fire Chief Will Potter, who is also the town's coordinator for recovery, said with service restored in just a matter of days, most respondents to the town's annual community survey said they didn't notice a difference in quality.
The Public Works Department is often the unsung heroes of the community. You don't think about what they do unless they're not doing it. Street repairs and picking up trash, right? So they lost all of their trash trucks during the storm. And if you don't pick up trash, people notice that very quickly. And they didn't notice that because our staff were able to come up with solutions.
Since some of the vehicles take 13 months to be built and delivered after being ordered, Carborough is still looking at several years to restore its fleet to full capacity. The fire chief said town staff are planning for most storm-related expenditures to be reimbursed by FEMA through its public assistance program. Meanwhile, the town of Hillsborough is trying to get money from FEMA that it promised years ago to help with some of its own flood-impacted infrastructure. The Eno River throughout the town saw historic water levels, damaging a wastewater pump station that sits on the riverbank. Chantal's flooding was so severe that it knocked the station out for several days, and Hillsborough relied on rented equipment for 6 months until repairs were finished. The machinery's position makes it prone to even normal levels of flooding, which is why Hillsborough sought and was granted $6.8 million from the federal BRIC program in 2021. But the Trump administration attempted to cancel the entire program amid a purge of the department. And despite a court order that the federal government is obligated to pay the approved projects, Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell said the town still has not received that funding.
There's still ongoing work to be done. There's still financial recovery to be received from insurance and other federal grants that were promised. So we're still very much living in that recovery mode. And we knew from the scale of the devastation that it would be a years-long process.
That includes repairs on the town reservoir's spillway, where Hillsborough crews discovered damage once the water receded. The city of Mebane similarly suffered severe damage to the water pump station and spillway at its water treatment plant shared with Graham. Here's what Mebane Public Utilities Director Kyle Smith told us.
We're looking at roughly $21 million, give or take, for the spillway. We've selected an engineer in conjunction with the city of Graham. We've been in touch with FEMA quite a bit. We're working with them to fund most of this project. Moving forward, we'll go into construction and do a complete rebuild of the spillway.
Beyond a focus on rebuilding what Chantal's flooding damaged, the local government's staff are also looking at ways to prepare for future extreme weather. Some of that may come through policy and formal changes, other methods come from relying on a source of support seen throughout the region since last July, the community members. In June, Chatham County launched a dashboard on its government website to help track and report flooding incidents. Chair of the County Commissioners Amanda Robertson said the application is the result of elected officials asking staff to create a tool to update Chatham County's understanding of where water flows and pools during storms.
Residents in the area can go into this portal now, and if you've experienced flooding, whether it was from Chantal or some storm since or some storm in the future, make a marker on that map. We know we're going to get hit like this again in the future, and I think this will help us be much better prepared, and it allows residents in the county to participate and contribute to their own safety and the safety of their neighbors.
In the days following Tropical Storm Chantal, Orange County's quartet of local governments asked for donations to its community giving fund as a way for community members to both broadly and specifically finance relief efforts. 1 year later, the county reported raising nearly $128,000 in donations, half of which went to food, clothes, and supplies for flood victims in the short term, and the other half going to covering long-term housing costs. Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jean Hamilton, said she was surprised at how successful the fund was, serving as a testament to how neighbors rallied around to help others. She added that she believes the fund could be an important resource reacting to other disasters.
I mean, this community giving fund has been in the county. It's something we've had for years, created out of a Department of Social Services. Given climate change and the unpredictability of events like Chantal, we may need this. And that flexibility of having that money was really important.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.